This is Here and Now. We are but 10 days away from the official first day of summer. However, the last pieces of ice on the Great Lakes have only just melted. Ron Williams is the Port Meteorological Officer for the Great Lakes for the National Weather Service, and he joins us from Duluth, Minnesota. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
So the last piece of ice on the Great Lakes, I guess, officially melted on June 7th, so only a couple days ago. Is it the latest ice melt in Lake Superior history?
It really is, yeah. We've had a record-breaking date with that. It's the latest that we've ever recorded here on the lakes in 6 weeks longer than average.
All right, and what effect does that have on all the activities, you know, both recreational and economic, that are so important on the Great Lakes?
You know, it was really a tough spring because we did have ice thick as 42 inches in the late March on Lake Superior especially. And, you know, icebreakers and ships had a really hard time operating with that. March 25th is when the Sioux Locks open and trading starts opening up. And we did have quite a bit of damage to the vessels, and also the ships just weren't able to move across the ice.
Wow. Okay. So hopefully all those problems are now behind you, given the fact that the ice has finally melted. But what are water temperatures like at the moment?
Current water temperatures for Lake Superior, we've got an average right around 37 degrees.
Wait, 37? So just a couple degrees above freezing?
That's right. 37 degrees, which is quite cool. You know, our long-term average right now, we should be up around 42, 43 degrees. And, you know, it doesn't seem like it's that much difference in temperature, but, you know, to warm that water takes a lot of energy.
And does it matter the water is so cold, you know, even though we're already in June, or does it not really make a difference in terms of the ecology and use of the lakes coming into the summer?
Well, it's definitely going to take a while to get up to that 50, 60-degree mark that, you know, we start getting some more recreation activities. I mean, it's pretty dangerous right now, even having kayakers out there with having those mid-30 temperatures. So it'll start warming up around the shoreline, but, you know, out in the open waters, it's going to stay pretty cold. And we're seeing that now, as soon as we get an onshore wind, what we call lake breeze, we start seeing some really cold temperatures, and they can vary drastically across a very short range. For instance, yesterday, just along Duluth on the shoreline, we had temperatures around 50 degrees, and just a few miles away, we were up in the mid-70s. So anything near the lake, it'll definitely be cooler.
Wow. So bring both your sunscreen and a wetsuit if
Absolutely.
You're going to venture to the Great Lakes. Well, Ron Williams is the Port Meteorological Officer for the Great Lakes for the National Weather Service. He spoke with us from Duluth, Minnesota. Ron, thanks so much.
Thank you.